welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 611. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Young Gov. That's the song Only Wanna See You Tonight from the Gov 3 album that came out earlier this year, March of 2022, on Run for Cover. That's a project of Ben Cook from Toronto. You know him from his other band, Effed Up. He has a new album out. There's a fourth one, and I'm coming into him late, and I'm not sure exactly where to go from here. I love the power pop in this album, all the jangle and wonderfulness, but I hear that kind of disappears in 4. What are 1 and 2 like? I need your comments, folks. Tell me which one to buy next, because this album is just fantastic. Anyway, lots of music for you this week. Should keep playing some. This is She and Him with a cover of Don't Worry, Baby.
Well, it's been building up inside of me for I don't know how long. I don't know why, but I keep thinking something's bound to go wrong. But she looks in my eyes and makes me realize when she said,
"Don't worry, baby. Don't worry."
Everything will turn out all right.
Don't worry, baby. Don't worry, baby. Don't worry, baby.
And I guess I should have kept my mouth shut when I start to brag about my car. But I can't back down now, 'cause I've push the other guys too far. She makes me come alive and makes me want to drive. When she said,
"Don't worry, baby. Don't worry, baby. Don't worry, baby.
Everything." Take along my love with you. And if you knew how much I love you, baby, nothing could go wrong with you.
Oh, what she does to me when she makes love to me.
And she says,
making plans for Nigel. And by they I mean the ornithologists. They live in houses made of bricks and glass. Nigel lives alone at the edge of a cliff. The bird banders fill binders and books with his biography. They note his habits and record his squawks on dictaphones. Meanwhile, Nigel wonders, why don't they ever ask me? I could tell them there's a difference between being lonely and being alone. scientists published papers and secured some grants to repopulate Nigel's future neighborhood with a concrete caster named Carl. They concocted a plan, but they couldn't have predicted Nigel's commitment to bachelorhood. Call to the concrete colony, buy a cassette. Nigel noticed the other birds didn't fly or flap around. He remembered an old French peacock had told him hell is other birds. Thought, well, this is just the kind of place I'd like to settle down. He felt badly for the dumb scientists. Himself he was no bird brain, and his heart was huge. So he chose a concrete mate, and he built her a nest. He figured it was what they wanted him to do. Nigel did most of the talking, but he was used to that. Usually they just sat there and stared out to sea. When he died, Carl carved Nigel's tiny tombstone's epitaph. Here lies Nigel the Gannet, alone but never lonely.
What a delightful little synth pop offering there from The Burning Hell. I think they're in St. John's, Canada, but they move about, free will and all that. The song is Nigel the Gannet. It's on the album Garage Island, which just came out June 24th on You've Changed Records. Most of the album isn't that synthy, but all of it has just got fantastic melodies and such literate, wonderful lyrics. You're going to want to give that one a listen, and you'll hear it again when I start counting things down to the end of the year. Advanced warning there. Before that, we heard from She and Him with the song Don't Worry Baby. That was originally recorded by the Beach Boys in 1964, and you can find that on the brand new album Melt Away, a tribute to Brian Wilson, which came out last week, July 22nd, on Fantasy Records. Not a lot of new ground covered there. You wouldn't expect so in a covers album, but it's an enjoyable listen. Anyway, I guess we can just keep playing music here. This is the Reds, Pinks, and Purples with Work It Out While You Can.
You lose enough. thought you end up knowing. Playing games you're losing again. Staring out the bedroom window as the rain pours down like silver. You were so alone. You almost prayed. You were so alone.
Too much rock, but that was pure indie pop right there, wasn't it? That was Bubblegum Lemonade from Glasgow. The song When Life Gives You Lemons, that's on the Our Mother's House EP, which came out in 2019. Matinee Records put that out, but it's a digital-only affair. You can find that one on Bandcamp. Before that, we heard from the Reds, Pinks, and Purples. That's the project of Glenn Donaldson. The song I played was Work It Out While You Can, and that's the B-side of the I'd Rather Astral Project 7-inch that Slumberland put out back in 2021. I think it might have been available on Tough Love in the EU and in the UK. I guess there's a lie happening here. I didn't do things the way I'm supposed to. Generally, every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. This week, I cheated. I actually got both that Reds, Pinks, and Purple 7-inch and the brand new Digital Only, The World Should Be Ashamed 2-song EP, Digital Only, at the same time, and I kind of combined them together and then just picked one of those two tracks. Though The World Should Be Ashamed just came out July 10th, and it's wonderful. It's a Digital Only thing, and I try not to load this podcast up with things like that. Similarly, that Bubblegum Lemonade, there's a brand new EP out called Never Have I Ever EP, and it came out July 13th, also on Matinee Records, also a digital-only affair, 3 songs, and I picked that one up at the same time as I picked up the other one, kind of lumped those together, 2 digital EPs that I treated as one kind of full album there. So there's been some lies this week. I don't know if you can ever trust me again. Let's play some Oi. This is The Uncouth. Ring the bell. Next. was kind of fun, wasn't it? That was Boogie Hammer with the song Middle-Aged Skinhead Rock and Roll. That's on an EP called Search and Destroy that came out July 8th on Tvat Cat Records, a label out of Sweden that I don't know much about. Looking at the lyrics, the band doesn't like his ex-wife very much, but their politics seem pretty good, and I enjoy that rock and roll. Before that, we heard from the Uncouth from here in Kansas City, the song Ring the Bell. That's the B-side of the Know Your Roots digital single. Can you have a B-side of a digital single? Maybe. Two songs, self-released. Find that on Bandcamp. It's a really good one there. A couple of songs that have been in the set list for a while, and it's nice to hear them recorded and sounded so good. Anyway, out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast 611. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Along with the concert calendar, we've got Honey Creek coming up at Farewell on the 25th. It's an emo show. 27th, Shinzer at the Midland. Bad Diary Days are playing at the Replay on the 29th as a matinee. And I might stick around to see Drifter play later that night as well. 29th, Redder Moon is also at the Ship. The 30th, Tiny Moving Parts of Granada or Spine at Farewell. 31st, L.A. Witch is at Record Bar. Uncouth are playing Farewell on the 1st or Pigeon Pit is at Club Sandwich that night. The 3rd, Horse Jumpers of Love at Farewell. Eggs on Mars at Manor on the 5th. On the 6th, Arson Class is playing the Brick or Headlight Rivals are playing the Rhino. On the 8th, Courtney Love, Lucy Daca Show at the Midland. Murder by Death at Lemonade Park on the 9th. Ian Sweet at Record Bar on the 9th as well. Sleigh Bells at Truman on the 10th. No Thanks playing Mini Bar on the 11th. Rex Hobart at the Casey Museum on the 12th. And that'll give us enough for now. Look at the website. A few new things out there. Photos and videos and my thought on the They Are Gutting a Bottle of Water, Nerver, and Flooding Show, and of that Nan and the One Night Stands and Chase the Horseman Show. So both of those are out there. You can read, listen, watch, all that stuff. Anyway, I'm over on time already. One track left here. A song by Secret Shame. It's called Calm. It's on the band's album Dark Synthetics, which came out in 2019, self-released from that Asheville band. Picked that up when they were in town a few weeks ago. Also picked up a 7-inch that came out, I think, 2021. I like the album better, so I'm going to play a track from that. And as I said, I'm going to play a song called Calm. It screams goth rock. It screams Susie and the Banshees, and I love every minute of it. So I hope you enjoy it, too. We're going to end things here with Secret Shame. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.